Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. And this week is the Psychobabble Awards. We are presenting the nominees for 11 categories, including Scam of the Year, Most Mutable of 2023, New Favorite Angel, Worst Internet Moment, Breakout Star of the Year, and the big prize of the night, Mother of the Year. Plus, this year, listeners are voting. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Well, hello, Tyler Oakley.
That was gross.
It's time for another cue.
No.
Oh.
What is it actually time
for? It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the babbles. It's the Psychobabble Awards. It's
the Psychobabble. The babbles?
You know what they say.
What is it?
You know
say?
They're saying we're entering award season. Well, award season doesn't really start until the Psychobabble Awards have been given out, and we've been known
that
in the biz as the real first awards show of the year. Well, it's
yes,
of the season, because it's this year's awards or something.
Well, are we the last awards of the year or the first?
A little bit of both. I think we're verse.
You're not wrong. We rounded out at the start and we rounded out at the end.
We're unafraid to reference or not reference. We're unafraid to start or end the award season.
People have been celebrating their EGOTs, but I think it's time for them to really take into consideration, do they have a PEGOT?
A PEGOT?
PEGOT. Yes.
Actually, honey, I like the PEGOTs.
Yeah. Let's get it. Don't get it twisted, but do or don't. What?
Sometimes.
We have 11 categories. We have 11 categories this year. And let me just say, the nominations are in. The categories are stacked. And who will survive? Who will come out on top? Who?
Who?
Bringing in our first first category
are we gonna let the children vote themselves? I mean,
you know what, you are so right, because you know what, last year we decided the winners and there was contention. There was drama. Our listeners were scrambling to find some sort of ownership of the winners, and I said, you know what, Corey and I decide. But this year it's different. This year, we're letting the people choose. We're letting the people's choice. We're letting you, listeners, cycle babies, we're letting you vote. So as of this episode going live, we are posting all of the categories on the Psychobabble Twitter with the nominees so that you can vote. The voting will start as soon as this day happens, and it'll go for 24 hours. So any listeners that are tuning in on a Thursday after the episode went live on a Tuesday,
I guess you can go check. See who won.
Democracy's over. Yeah, you can go see the People's Choice.
I sure hope that Twitter or X doesn't get deleted in the time between this and then.
I actually don't care. It doesn't matter. Nothing has, nothing will.
All right, who's presenting the first award? Oh, we really should have.
I think.
I know.
Are.
I am. Oh. I was doing a skit. There was a. I was doing
with
a
who? With
bit
me or by yourself
for the listeners. We really should have come prepared with voices, caricatures of presenters.
Who said we didn't?
So who's presenting the first award?
I guess a dolphin.
But the dolphin would just be like,
"I'm trying to set you up for success. What else can you do?"
I can do Goofy.
Here to present best internet moment, a dolphin. Okay, but
okay,
for real,
for real.
Corey is
okay,
here.
It's just me, it's Corey. The nominees for best internet moment are, no drum roll, okay then. Cheek roll. Okay, nominees are Donald Trump's mugshot, Troye Sivan telling Reba McEntire about poppers, Beyonce, she ain't no diva, and that girl on the airplane who was like, that motherfucker ain't real.
Ooh, some strong contenders. I feel like this category is all about what made a splash on the internet. What was something that, you know, it may have even been a TikTok, went viral, and maybe sometime this year will be viral as a reel. What really made your mom say, have you seen that video?
I mean, honey, we waited. You know how long we waited for a Trump mugshot?
I was waiting.
I waited. For me, when I vote, that's who I'm voting for.
The Donald Trump mugshot?
Yes, honey.
Was the best internet
Hell
moment?
Yes.
Okay.
For me?
I mean,
yes.
I really enjoyed.
Are you partial?
She ain't no diva. I really enjoyed She Ain't No Diva. But honestly, the airplane, I feel like that's an internet moment that continues to give, and I don't know if it's quite over.
Where is she now?
Like I feel like there's an update imminent in the next year of like, I don't know how it all unfolds, but it was it had me talking. It had me gagging.
Where is she now?
She denies that anything she ever saw was interesting.
No, well.
Well. Okay, up for worst internet moment.
Drum roll.
Twitter becoming X. Ukulele apologies. Any of them. I'm not sure if any in particular or if there
none,
was one,
none come
maybe multiple.
To mind.
just the concept, really. NPC streams and Matt Rife.
Oh.
Just as
the Matt Rife.
Imagine your entire identity is up for worst internet moment of the year.
The Matt Rife cinematic universe.
Yeah, well, it could happen to you. There's something that that can happen to anybody at any moment. It's becoming the main character of the internet. It's never a good thing. It happened to him.
It could happen to
you. My winner for worst internet moment might have to be. I can't say it.
Whoa,
I'll let the people decide.
Wow.
I'll let the people decide. Do you have
yes.
one? Do you have a who's your
absolutely
winner?
I am voting for Twitter becoming X.
Yeah, that was useless. It was stupid, and it's still stupid and useless. It's waste of time, energy, money, everything. Waste of everybody's
it's
time.
It's dumb. All the companies
and nobody's calling
all
it
the
X.
Companies rebranding and people still calling them tweets.
And having to say formerly Twitter.
I'm done with formerly
shut
Twitter.
Up,
if
shut
I read
up.
One more formerly just Twitter article, I S to G.
Okay. What's the next category?
The next category on the docket, TikTok sound of the year.
Oh.
Hold on. I'm going to perform these.
Oh.
Nominee number one is Nationwide. His song. Your side. You didn't like it.
I did
Nationwide.
Like it. Okay.
Was that, I feel like
no campaigning. I feel like no campaigning.
The second take was better. The next one is, what's the? You have to sing the line before.
Oh no, enjoyment.
I'm sad again.
Do you know who did the cover? Whose cover that was?
I had to look it up, and I had to make sure. I don't even know if this was really her name.
It is her username.
Queen Zazeel Zero, the voice. I don't know. Okay.
Queen Nizzle Lock the voice.
Oh, that's how you.
I think.
Nominee number three, big hit for me this summer. Attenzione, pickpockete.
Yeah, okay. Worthy nominee.
And last but not least is Girl Dinner. Girl Dinner.
I mean, for me, this is all about what could I not stop, like, just making noises of? And I have to vote for Although Enjoy.
Although Enjoy Me.
I could not stop thinking about it. I could not stop thinking about it.
Did you see that clip? I saw some clip of some girl who was like at a marketing job at an office with a big desk meeting room, and she was sitting there showing a bunch of like execs that on her phone, and it was like the caption was like, when your job is to show the higher ups what's big on the internet this week, and she's like holding her phone like this and showing that video, but it's like in the most uncomfortable like marketing boardroom. I thought incredible.
Yes. I loved it. It's a real intersection of cultures.
I'm feeling really torn with this, my vote for this category, because while Attenzione Pickpockete really was my summer, I left a bad taste in my mouth to find out she was a bad person.
So I
might have to go with Nationwide.
So, yeah, that feels like more you. I feel like you were always saying that or doing
well,
that.
Well, I have always said that.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a sound of the year, but Well Yes was really a honorable mention for me.
Oh, I didn't know there were honorable mentions.
There can be.
Oh, well, I've got one for a future category.
Okay. Okay, well, the nominees are locked in. Get ready to vote on that one. That's going to be tough.
Go off.
Scam of the year. Are you ready for scam of the
year? I'm ready, honey.
Snoop Dogg quitting smoke.
Not quitting smoke.
Well, that's what he said. I'm quitting smoke.
Oh, because he was...
And then it turned out he was advertising a smoke-free barbecue thing or what, fire pit.
Damn.
Scam. Elon charging for blue check marks on Twitter. That's a scam.
Yeah.
Netflix cracking down on password sharing. Scam.
My dad's still pissed about that.
Well, as he should be. I don't know how that we didn't have a general strike for.
Honestly, I mean, what
take to the streets.
When I was home for Christmas early, I logged into the Netflix on his TV, and now he's just tickled because I clicked a little button that was like, I'm traveling. So Lord knows he's been eating up my Netflix for a week.
Sorry, I was stuck on tickled. I didn't hear anything after that.
And the
final nominee, excuse me, I'm actually announcing nominee. Oh. The final nominee for scam of the year, George Santos. Botox, OnlyFans,
campaign
Congress.
Money.
Yeah. It's a pretty stacked category.
Damn.
But I think far and ahead for me is George Santos.
Yeah.
Like, unfortunately, I don't like to say it. I don't like to acknowledge it. But that was kind of, he was giving scammer of
this
the
is
year.
The last time I'm inviting him to the table this year.
I think this is the bookend of the scam is him receiving this award.
Later loser.
If voted accordingly.
Mm. Well, can't wait to see who wins. Up next. One of my favorite categories, not to pick favorites, but you know I'm the king of this. Mutable word of the year. Mm. Baby, this is the easiest category for us to fill out because I can just check What did I mute this year? Nominees include Ozempic, Redacted, and Travis Kelce. Oh. Scandoval. And
what does that mean?
Down with the Scandoval?
No, I don't know what that even means.
You missed the Scandoval of the summer?
Just because you keep saying it doesn't make it have.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me name the last nominee. Jada Pinkett Smith. Okay, Scandoval, baby. So I don't even know because I don't watch this show, but I know because it's Play Cousins with a...
Muted.
Play Cousins. So apparently somebody whose last name was Sandoval on the show Vanderpump Rules had a scandal. So they turned it into Scandoval. Okay. What he did was like cheated on his wife with one of her friends, which I'm like straight men have been doing that for years. Why is this a Scandoval?
Okay.
I don't know which one of these I would pick as the winner because truly have all four muted.
I feel for Travis Kelce because he's really catching strays on this one. But my winner, I think we need to put a nail in a single coffin. And that is, I'm done with Jada Pinkett Smith.
That's no not offense. What I thought you were going to say.
It's not personal. It's just
drag.
It's everything that I've ever received knowledge-wise has been like, I don't need to know.
Forced.
And I don't have an interest in knowing. And it's against my will. And I feel like that's the really, really the energy surrounding any topic that has to do with Jada Pinkett is like all of us being like, why are we all enduring?
Why are we here?
Ozempic, I understand it being nominated, but like I'm not really, I'm not a hater.
You'd try it.
I would not try it. No. I mean, what? No, I don't know how it's going to mix with my cocktail of accoutrements.
Okay, fair.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Drag queen of the year.
Ooh.
Well, this year we saw more queens rise to fame and notoriety than ever before, but 4 really caught our eyes.
Let's.
Is it Anitra? Is it Sasha Colby? Is it Jimbo? Or was it Melinda Verga?
Well, babe, one of these things is not like the other.
Speak on that. Well, it's two Canadians versus two Americans. Who knows? Who knows how this
Anything
will end
Anything could
up.
Happen.
Yeah.
This is...
And we're not taking any honorable mentions, so if your queen didn't get nominated, sorry.
This is hard, because honestly, I was entertained by three of the four of these gals.
Okay, hater. Who were you not entertained by? Because it doesn't make sense to me who you could ever
yeah,
pick.
Yeah, true. Who would you vote for? This is a really... You like all these girlies.
This actually is a really tough category. Like, Anitra had some of the most talked about and watched moments of Drag Race this year.
You better walk that fucking duck.
Yeah, one the most viewed moments of the year, literally, like, by numbers. Sasha Colby gave us, like, I guess, one of the
that
most...
That bitch is a goddess.
landslidey wins of recent memory. Felt like an All-Stars win on a normal season. And Jimbo is my number one queen of all time.
Really?
And then, to be honest with you, Melinda Verga is giving us one of the most interesting performances on Drag Race of any queen, even in these nominees, that has shaken the table, has redefined drag. Tell me no. Tell me yeah, no. Tell me
I
no.
I can't wait. I hope she snatches the crown and maybe yes, the category. So. Who knows? Will relevancy prevail?
Find out at the Psycho Babble Awards.
Up next, song of the year. Ooh, big category here. Up first, let loose. I said let loose.
So we're going by numbers. So we're going by Grammys. So we're going by.
Well, impact. This is like the Psycho Babble Awards. It's not just music. It's not just movies. It's not just who's serving kind. It's all.
It's culture. It's culture. It's culture.
Yeah. Angela Bassett did the thing.
Okay. Was that ever
Viola Davis, my woman king?
Because it could have been, should have been. It could have been released. Like, it could have been studio recorded. Like, what? Did they not do that? No, who was not
Instead, she deleted her Twitter. Talk about worst internet moment.
Yeah.
Next nominee, one margarita, I'm going to put it in my puss.
Oh, is that what it was? Is that what she said?
Baby, she's like, one margarita, I'm a, I think.
I'm going to give you some
Yes,
head.
Two margaritas. She's like going to put it in her butt, something.
I don't know the words, actually.
Can you believe Cindy Crawford is in that music video? In the final nominee. Yes. You didn't know that? Okay. Final nominee and a favorite of mine. Once I make my move, you're free to check the king. Harry.
Go on. Nobody's stopping you.
I love the Harry Potter EDM remix.
Why
so
did you
much.
Stop? Give it to me the whole
oh,
thing.
Give it to me. Oh, you want it? You have to come. I'm putting it behind a paywall.
Oh.
Harry.
Not me. Not you.
Not Hermione.
Me.
You.
Not you. Not you and not me.
Me.
Not Harry. What? Who is it actually? Not Harry. It's Harry.
Not Hermione. Not
you. Not me, not Hermione, you.
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 When I tell you, I still watch it every time it comes across my TikTok. I have to vote for it. Yeah. I have to. It the fact that I don't have a full 3-minute version of this is wild to me. It would have been my most played song of the year. I still find it incredible.
I'm sure I can find you. I can find you along.
Still bring I still have all the enjoyment from this. When I
honestly,
saw
all the enjoyment might win my song of the year. I don't know how it was nominated.
Well, like when I saw the people start, you know, because you've seen the Harry Potter EDM remix with them dancing, right?
Yes.
But have
yes.
you seen when the people do the dance from the video?
No,
oh my
no.
God, I'll send it to you. It gave me life, and it still does. This will be my most played song of 2024. Maybe even a nominee next year.
Let Loose honestly was up there for me, so much so that I was so like hyper fixated on Let Loose that I did a tier ranking on Twitch of each lyric of Let Loose, and so like it was really having a moment in my brain, and out of these nominees, it really. It stuck with me, and it continues to stick with me. It opened doors for drag.
I thought you were going to say it did the thing.
It Let Loose did the thing. It did, honestly. Next category is New Favorite Angel, also known as the Cycle Ghosty Award.
Cycle Ghosty of the Year?
Who left us?
Too soon.
Like honorably loving and honoring them.
Yes.
We have Sophie Anderson, Cock Destroyer. Mm. Titan Submersible. Sierra Mist. And the Paint Grandpa.
Now, all gone too soon.
This is with love. We have the range to do Sirius as well. I don't know if you know that about us.
Is this the in memoriam portion of our award show?
A little bit, yes.
I think a lot of it.
A lot of it. It's actually 100% of
a dirty bit.
Dirty bit. Okay, yeah. Okay. Moving on to Feud of the Year. Who do we have?
You didn't even say who your new favorite angel was. Was yours just obviously Paint Grandpa?
Well, I don't think I can really vote for one when one is so earnestly, honestly one.
But you're gonna make the.
But the other is Sierra Mist. Who made these nominees?
But you're gonna make the people vote for this category, but you won't even vote.
I'm one of the people that will be voting. Okay. I'm going to use my democratic right to vote. I will be voting in the polls. We'll see who wins, who loses.
Speaking of which. A time for our sponsor of this episode, which Ooh. Is please register to vote next year. 2024 is an election year, honey.
Hey, it's 2024.
No, it's not. It's 2023.
Soon.
Yeah, so register to vote after you're done voting for our award show. Go register to vote.
I'm sure there's people that are very fuck, I don't want to vote. Like, look what it got us. Look what it gets us. Does it matter to vote? Even if you're dissatisfied with, like, voting options for the biggest one, doesn't mean you can't vote for every one that's smaller. Like, your local elections are just as, if not more important for getting things actually changed for your everyday life than, you know, like, voting for president and voting for president is just as important too. But like, I mean to say, if you're feeling like, I don't want to vote for any of these clowns, like there are other things that you need to be showing up to vote for, period.
All right. Speaking of presidential nominees, feud of the year category nominees are Joe Biden's dogs versus Secret Service members.
Oh, okay.
Musicians versus thrown objects at concerts. Burning Man attendees versus mud. And Britney versus Justin.
A throwback, a revitalized feud.
A throwback, comeback, relevant, unafraid to reference.
Okay. As much as I did love the Burning Man attendees versus mud, for me, the feud about this year, 2023's real feud, it was about the performers versus thrown objects.
Absolutely.
It was a classic conversation of boundaries. That's the real feud happening right there is the public versus the artist.
I think we had a run of like 10 episodes in a row where there was a guess who got hit in the face this week.
Yeah. So, feud of the year.
Maybe. Not to put all of our eggs in one basket, but I think you know where we're voting.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're up for one of the final categories of the night, okay? The penultimate category.
Damn.
Breakout Star of the Year. This is big. This is giving Best New Artist, if you will, okay?
Okay, I'm here for it.
Okay. Our nominees are Gooning, Panera's Lemonade.
Panera Charged Lemonade?
Yes. The Senate Twink. And The Sphere.
Ooh.
Who was your breakout star?
Baby, one of these had me talking all year long.
It was good. it's all you talked about, actually. It's all you, it's, if you could see his face now.
You know how when people are like, are you?
Is the Sphere, you know when the Sphere shows a face looking around?
No.
Is he gooning?
You know what I saw? I saw that the Sphere has sells ticket seats where you can't even see the Sphere stuff.
Okay, don't try to tear down one of the nominees for Breakout Star of the Year.
Maybe they should fix themselves before they enter a category.
Okay. Speak on that.
All right. And the final,
that's packed.
The final stacked category of the year. Of the year. The category is Mother of the Year. Now, these nominees were serving mother all year long.
I hope.
You will never believe the nominees are Megan, Grimace.
Hold on, slow back, go back. Who was the first
Megan?
Oh, with a three as a
yes, not Megan. Did you think I talk about Megan McCain? Megan the robot. She had a dance.
Okay,
she killed a dog.
Oh yeah. Okay,
Grimace, because he was milked for all he's worth.
He was giving mother. Yeah, he was breastfeeding in a way.
The Met Gala cockroach.
That was this
year?
Yes,
honey. And okay. Nurtec ODT.
Gaga's migraine medicine.
They were all serving mother. Listen. tell me which one of those weren't serving mother year long.
Yeah, I don't know how the viewers are going to pick.
This is going to be a tight category. Tight.
Tight? Tight.
Now that I do...
Tighter than a, what, Senate Twink?
I do wonder if...
What?
If we'll have enough character counts to do these polls on Twitter.
They're going to have to understand if they're... Or
listen,
not.
They can listen to the episode. They can listen along. They'll get the... That's really a... It's a companion guide to your voting. Mm. Mm-hmm. It's like a...
Your votes matter. Like, your votes are important. We need the audience to buy the album.
Stream it.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. No, I sure don't. I sure don't.
Of course you don't.
I don't.
So go to the Psychobabble Twitter, which is...
Psychobabble.
Oh, whoa. Come on.
I mean, I know we haven't used it in 6 years.
X.com/psychobabble. Get in there. Get into the gig. Vote on in and get on in there.
There it is.
Good guy, get a vote, girl.
It's still up and running. We tweeted once in 2021. We tweeted once in 2020.
Are you kidding? Okay, well, we're going to tweet this year, I think. In this upcoming year, there will be tweets. So, Psychobabble... Twitter.com.
X gonna give it to you.
And get your votes in, people. We don't want people who don't deserve to win. So you need to get up in this gig and get on in that gig.
Hey. I mean, have fun. Exercise your right. You got to fight for your right. To partay.
And if you, and you know what? And, Who will be a PGOT? You decide.
I can't wait to see, honey.
Corey, where can people find you?
Find me voting. Well, you can find me probably posting all of these tweets. Fuck, I hope I can remember our login.
I think I never logged out. And you can find me voting.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, you were posting them. I'm the one voting.
Oh, damn.
Well, you can also vote.
I hope we all do. A new record in votes, I think, this year we'll have.
Get your votes in and reply to the tweets with campaigning for who you're voting for. I need to see spirited, passionate arguments of why your winner, why your pick needs to
be. Girl winner.
Okay, unafraid to reference or not reference. Okay,
all right. Arrivederci, Pee-wee.
See you in the next year.
Oh, wait, really? Actually, see you next year. Bye.